November's election is the first since the redistricting of county lines there. A lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court 2 years ago by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or MALDEF, against Kern County and their Board of Supervisors alleged that how district lines were drawn violated the Voting Rights Act. Earlier this year, the court agreed. It ordered the redrawing of district lines and that three Board of Supervisors seats be up for election. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports on how the political scene has been changing since the redistricting in Kern County.
Lydia Gonzalez still lives in the same part of Delano she did a year ago. But even though she's in the same place, she says one big thing is different. The district she lives in and the Kern County supervisor who represents her. And she says it's not just the districts that changed, but how the people in them are responding to the changes.
Now, community members are being more outspoken. They're organizing. They're going out to these Board of Supervisor meetings, budget hearings, anything possible. They're trying to include themselves in these spaces where, you know, usually they're not included.
Gonzalez used to live in District 1. Now she lives in District 4, represented by David Couch. District 4 used to have a majority white population, and now it's a majority Hispanic district. As a Latina voter, Gonzalez says she would feel more comfortable with a person of color representing her, especially since supervisors in Kern County have mainly been white.
It would better represent me and my community and other communities that are Latino-based, just due to the fact that they'll be able to understand some of the things that we go through.
Before the court ordered the redrawing of district lines, there was only one district that had majority Latinos, District 5. According to the documents filed in April through the U.S. District Court, the new map is now equally open to voters of all races and ethnic origins in Kern County, and reasonably allows Latino voters an opportunity to elect candidates of choice in two of the five supervisorial districts. Here's a Cal State Bakersfield political science professor.
Well, if there's been any change, it's been primarily in what is now the 4th district. And what you see with the now incumbent David Couch is that he's actually started taking up some of the issues and some of the poorer outlying communities in rural, at least in the rural districts that are covered by the 4th supervisorial district. And that's really interesting.
That's Dr. Mark Martinez. He says it's interesting Couch now represents a majority Latino district because he's been vocal about not supporting sanctuary state laws since he was on the Bakersfield City Council about a decade ago. While on the Bakersfield City Council, Martinez says Couch proposed making Bakersfield a non-sanctuary city and making English their official language. Both were turned down, but Martinez says more recently Couch
was encouraging our sheriff, Donnie Youngblood, to declare Kern County a non-sanctuary county. And so because of MALDEF, he has made a big shift. I wouldn't say 180-degree shift, but he's made a big shift in how he's approaching governing.
Martinez says Couch is going to more Latino-themed events and proposing infrastructure projects. Although some may see non-sanctuary policies as anti-immigrant policies, Couch doesn't see it that way. He says handing off undocumented people who were incarcerated to immigration and customs enforcement officials is more preferable than letting them back into the community. He also says
having ICE go into our communities to look for people that are in the country illegally is not a good situation. It's a dangerous situation. It's dangerous for the community. When you hear from other people that somewhere along the line that he's anti-immigrant, it doesn't quite square with the facts.
Couch talked about how a wellness pilot program he just launched is an example of how people are treated without regard to their immigration status. Couch says the program offers free nutrition and exercise classes run by the county health department. He says this program was an effort to do something about high rates of diabetes that affect the Latino community.
And no one was asked their immigration status. And there were many, many people there that were, if not Spanish speaking only, but Spanish was their primary language. I'm giving you an example of how county government treats people here in Kern County without regard to their immigration status.
Couch says he believes he can be a voice for the Latino community, just like a Hispanic candidate could be a voice for a majority white district. But there's a Latina candidate also running for the District 4 seat. The mayor of Delano, Grace Vallejo, says she's running to represent the communities who haven't been heard. She says, like her family and a lot of the District 4 community, she was also a farm worker.
You have to walk in that person's shoes to understand their feeling of not being heard for many, many years. You know, the voices on the board are not the same as theirs. So when I decided to run, I felt that I was running to represent all of these communities that, while yes, they are predominantly Hispanic, it's to represent everyone that live the kind of lives that I've led.
Vallejo says many residents have expressed to her the frustrations they had before the new district lines were drawn. She says the old map made it difficult for communities similar to Delano to be heard.
And I'm hearing that from many of the residents of the outlying communities that say, you know what, we would ask and ask, hey, help us with our streets, help us. They would say, help us allow our kids to walk to school in the winter without walking in mud.
Jose Gonzalez is the third candidate running in District 4 and is also Latino. He did not respond to messages from Valley Public Radio requesting an interview for this story. As of now, 4 out of 5 supervisors in Kern County are white males. Leticia Perez, representing District 5, is the only woman and Latino on the board. The 3rd and 2nd district seats are also up for elections, but no people of color are running. According to 2017 data from the U.S. Census, about 53% of people in Kern County are Hispanic or Latino. But Martina says there is another aspect to this story, and that's money. The Bakersfield Californian reported that at least $5.5 million was spent by Kern County in legal fees. He says it's interesting
that nobody has really spoken up about how it was really self-preservation on the part of the Board of Supervisors to spend that much money in a county where you see fire and law enforcement officials, and especially the sheriff, Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, screaming that we don't have any money to fill the positions that we need. But the Board of Supervisors had no problem defending a lawsuit that they eventually lost.
Kern County officials did not respond to multiple requests for comment to confirm how much money they spent fighting the lawsuit. For Lydia Gonzalez, who says she is going to vote in the November election, she is seeing how the lawsuit changed things. She says she even had the chance to talk to Couch and has seen him going out into Latino communities and making the effort to listen to their voices. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.